Halfway down the back straightaway, they now jump up to the middle part of the racetrack. That leaves the bottom wide open for Christian Eckes. Eckes doesn't have the drafting help, and it's Hill the leader out of four.
They make their way up off turn number four as they come back down to the line. They're changing things again. Oh, Jesse Love went to the bottom trying to reassume the lead. Austin Hill put the block on. Three laps to go now in stage number two. Here's Nick Sanchez battling for the spot.
Sanchez, like a yo-yo on the end of a string, has gotten shuffled to the back. Now fights his way back into the top five. Goes three wide to the top with Jeb Burton as they try and close some ground on the lead headed by Jesse Love.
Be advised that Nick Sanchez is on that outside lane, and it may pay dividends as they come off of turn two. Sanchez looking very strong, almost to the bumper of Jesse Love, who's still side by side with Austin Hill.
They all make their way back into turn number three. Austin Hill with a nice assistance courtesy of Justin Allgaier goes back to the lead. Austin Hill now jumps up to the top and picks up Jesse Love. Austin Hill trying to work both lanes of traffic back to the front straightaway.
He'll find his way to the bottom. Now Hill will jump up and throw a block in the second lane. They come to the line, two to go in this stage. Hill back to the bottom. Couple of Chevrolets wheel-to-wheel behind him. Here's Love. Inside is Justin Allgaier. Three wide behind them.
Showtime in stage number two here at Talladega Super Speedway. Austin Hill shows the way. Allgaier looking to the bottom. Hill will throw the block. That leaves the middle open. Here they come up the outside and looking three wide now for the lead.
Dicey stuff as we near the end of stage two. Hill is still managing the lead, but not by much. Three wide for the second spot. Justin Allgaier, Jesse Love, and Nick Sanchez.
Watching Justin Allgaier, he has been very patient thus far, but really would like to put his Chevrolet out at the point. He right now rides in second, side by side with Jesse Love, following the tire tracks of the leader, Austin Hill.
Austin Hill runs the bottom, drifts up the racetrack just a tad, puts a slight block on. They'll come down to the line. We begin our final lap of stage number two. Here's a bust to the middle lane now. Eric Almirola is on the move to one.
Almirola wants his first taste of the lead. Not quite there yet as they race through the banking of turn number two. It's still Austin Hill about 4 feet off the double yellow line. At the bottom of the racetrack, he shows the way.
Austin Hill driving it like he stole it, opened up a little bit of a gap between himself and the second place machine. Is that good enough? Up the super stretch he comes, puts the block on Jesse Love, and maybe too late as Love has a run on the outside.
Jesse Love has some momentum on the outside lane, but now he falls back into the clutches of Nick Sanchez. Austin Hill goes up to block. Now he goes back off to the bottom and seals off Eric Almirola.
Here's Hill. He'll lead off the corner. Two rows of double wide behind him. Behind that, three wide on back. Hill is out front by himself. Eric Almirola to the inside of Jesse Love for second. And it's Austin Hill that'll win stage two this afternoon. Jesse Love comes across the line in P2. Eric Almirola, Nick Sanchez, and Sammy Smith, the top five finishers in a very dramatic stage here in Talladega.
Connor Zilich will finish the stage sixth. Jeb Burton will be seventh. Justin Allgaier was eighth. William Sawalich ninth. And Harrison Burton rounded out the top ten. As stage number two comes to an end, we see the caution flag for the second time today.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Money's not here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
The thrills of NASCAR racing from over 55 years of Motor Racing Network broadcast.
Bobby Allison brings the race car right down in the middle of the track, crosses the start-finish line, and he will win the 24th annual Daytona 500.
Bill Elliott wins the Hooters 500. Alan Kulwicki, 1992 champion.
MRN Classic Races.
And in the whole pack steaming for the finish line, Dale Earnhardt wins a Winston 500.
Find all the classic moments on MRN Classic Races on any podcast platform.
From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adams Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get five oil changes. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes up to five quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Remains closed here at the moment, so we'll go around at least one more time before they open up the pit lane. Right now, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partners network, Car Care Center, Durand.
Motor Racing Network live at Talladega Super Speedway, the NASCAR Xfinity Series, racing the Ag Pro 300. My name is Alex Hayden. Mike Bagley is alongside, as is NASCAR Cup Series championship winning crew chief Todd Gordon. Dave Moody is out in turns one and two. You've got Dan Hubbard on the Alabama Gang Super Stretch. Tim Catalfamo on the party porch out in turns three and four. And up and down the pit lane, Steve Post, Jason Toy, and Alan Cavana. Todd, it's been a good one, these opening 61 laps. Now it's time for another pit stop and a run to a checkered flag.
Yeah, this one sets you up where we still have to come one more time. This is outside the fuel window. These first two stages short. You could run hard, be able to put enough fuel in it to stop, even if it was a two-tire stop. They've gotten to this point. Now we'll set these cars up to where they can get within the fuel window, probably 15, 18 laps into this run. They're in the window to finish the race. See where they go on splitting this in half or going long.
How much pressure does this put now on these pit crews, specifically the fuel person?
I don't think it's as much on this side because it takes longer to put tires on. I think every crew chief's going to come down here. I shouldn't say every. I think a lot of them will come and put four tires on, anticipating that they'll do a fuel-only stop or a fuel and two-tire stop mid this last run. So I think this one's not so bad. The next one's the one where you've got to be able to make sure you get enough fuel in it and see where you're at.
Pit lane will open up this time by as the pace car makes its way over into turn number three. Race leaders huddling up at the bottom. We fully expect everyone, Mike, to make their way here on the pit road this time by.
And when they do, it'll be 60 laps to go here this afternoon in a very eventful race. Two caution flags have slowed us, both for stage breaks. One at lap 25, the most recent at lap 50, and that'll set us up for what will be about a 57, 58 lap run to the checkered flag this afternoon. Alex, let's hope the final stage stays as sanitary as the first two.
We can hope that, but it is Talladega, and there is a big trophy on the line, and everybody wants to be called a winner here at Talladega Super Speedway.
We've seen a lot of give and take here, but they're coming to pit road now. Alan Cavana?
And Eric Almirola raced up to third, but he told the team he can't make any of these passes unless other drivers are making mistakes. So they want an adjustment for Eric Almirola. Right now, two right side tires for Eric Almirola. He's off. Austin Hill on and off. Looked like fuel only for him. He made the bottom of the track work, but says his car needs to be tighter as this race goes on, Steve Post.
Jesse Love radio said, my car is really good, guys. It was a left side tire only stop. Jesse Love is down and away. Left side tires for Nick Sanchez, just a little bit loose. Justin Allgaier, the handle's gone away on his car. Jim Pullman making the call for Goodyear Racing Eagles and Sunoco Racing Fuel. Jason Toy.
A couple of drivers on this end of pit road taking two tires only. Taylor Gray, who got four on the first stop. Sheldon Creed with two tires here in the middle section. The biggest thing coming in, they said don't slide them. Make sure you can save those left side tires for later on. Full of Sunoco fuel. One change, though. Carson Quapel did not get it full last time, so they went ahead and made the call and put on four tires and topped it off with Sunoco fuel.
Jesse Love came in and came out with the race lead after coming in second. Austin Hill will be second off the pit lane. Eric Almirola, William Sawalich, and Taylor Gray, the first five off of pit road.
Hey, I hear you think podcasts are all about true crime, huh? Well, wise guy, the iHeartRadio app's got all kinds of podcasts. We got stuff you should know and stuff they don't want you to know. We got Bobby Bones, Big Boy, and Lou Later. We got SpongeBob Binge Pants and Exotic Erotic Storytime. We got Doughboys, Two Dudes in a Kitchen, Green Eggs and Dan. Hey, we got ElfQuest. We got podcasts for everything on the iHeartRadio app for free. If you don't download that, well, that's not just a true crime, my friend. That's criminal.
Drivers, start your engines!
Your home for the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series.
Green flag goes in the air and we are underway.
On the NASCAR Racing Network.
Two by two by two, they're about 10 rows deep of double wide racing. Taylor Gray to the bottom. Nick Sanchez outside and they're crashing mid-pack.
It's the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series on the NASCAR Racing Network.
Back here at the Talladega Super Speedway, pit stops have wrapped up for the cars. A handful of them will have the opportunity to come down pit road right now if they so choose to do so. Greg Van Alst is one of those, Catherine Legg as well. From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Back here at the Talladega Super Speedway, down to 58 laps to go this time by in the Ag Pro 300. Jesse Love has led 34 of the current 54 laps. Austin Hill's led 9 laps. Jeb Burton has led 6. Christian Eckes and Patrick Emmerling have taken their turn also at the top of the leaderboard.
So Jesse Love, Austin Hill, Eric Almirola, William Sawalich, and Taylor Gray are the top five. Interesting to note, two Richard Childress Racing Chevrolets in front of three Joe Gibbs Racing Toyotas. You got Sammy Smith in a Junior Motorsports Chevrolet in sixth. You've also got a Haas Factory Team Ford in Sam Mayer in seventh. You've also got AM Racing with Harrison Burton in eighth. His Ford, Brandon Jones, that is, another Toyota for JGR in ninth. And then the other Haas Factory Team Ford Mustang of Sheldon Creed rounding out the top 10 as we are coming to the one-to-go signal. And when we get the green, Alex, it'll be 57 laps remaining today.
Running 11th currently here on lap 55, Connor Zilich. Running 12th is Matt DiBenedetto. Nick Sanchez is 13th. Justin Allgaier back in 14th after he came to pit road inside the top five. They elected to put four fresh tires on, as Steve Post reported earlier. Jeb Burton is 15th. Dean Thompson is 16th. Jeffrey Earnhardt, 17th. Carson Quapel is 18th, Josh Williams 19th, and 20th is Leland Honeyman.
Daniel Dye is 21st, Christian Eckes is 22nd, Joey Gase is 23rd, Ryan Sieg 24th, 25th is Jeremy Clements, Brennan Poole is running in 26th, with Blaine Perkins in 27th, Ryan Ellis in 28th, Kyle Sieg 29th, and Mason Maggio in 30th.
Jesse Iwuji is 31st, Chris Wright 32nd, Patrick Emmerling is 33rd, Catherine Legg is 34th, 35th is Greg Van Alst, 36th is Anthony Alfredo, 37th is Cesar Baccarella, and Parker Retzloff has been having his challenges today after an unscheduled pit stop earlier with a cut-down tire. He's being scored in 38th.
That rundown brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Straight Talk Wireless, official partner of NASCAR. Fans of fast, get real unlimited data on reliable 5G with no contracts or hidden fees. Now at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Straight Talk Wireless.
as the field works their way down past Dan Hubbard. Dan, working over there on the Alabama Gang Super Stretch, that's normally the place, Dan, where moves can be made to try to win races. So far, it seems, at least from our vantage point, it's been relatively tame over there so far.
Well, there you go, Alex. You've just jinxed it. I will say there have been some very close calls. But the drivers sometimes making a pass, maybe just ill-timed, or I should say block, making an ill-timed block, and they change their mind just in the nick of time. We've seen a lot of that here on the super stretch. That eluded chaos. Now, does that mean we're not going to see it in the third and final stage? I don't know. Drivers get a little more desperate as we get closer to that checkered flag.
Footnote to the Austin Hill pit stop. He took two tires on that stop, and he will restart in the second position. But he'll restart behind his teammate on the inside of row number two. On the front row for this restart, it'll be Jesse Love downstairs. Eric Almirola topside as the green flag is waving. We've got 57 laps to go in the AgPro 300. Everybody up to the gearbox. Jesse Love trying to get away, but Eric Almirola will have none of that.
Hanging with him, at least on entry into turn number one, but a kick in the shorts now. Down low from Austin Hill pushes Jesse Love into the clean air of the lead. The battle will be for second. Hill on the inside, Almirola up high.
Here they come. They maintain that formation side by side from second on back. Everybody chasing Jesse Love. Nick Sanchez breaks ranks, goes to the outside, forms a third line in the early going right here on the first lap of stage three. Sam Mayer gets in front of Sanchez.
It's getting dicey. Middle of the pack right now as they work their way through turns three and four. Out front is Jesse Love, Austin Hill, and Sammy Smith. That's the top three. Brandon Jones is fourth. Connor Zillis complete the top five.
They make their way on the inside lane. That top five does right up against the double yellow line to driver's left. Come back across the start-finish line. Lap 57 goes on the board. Almirola about for the seventh spot. Dave finds himself three wide.
Yeah, he does, and I don't think he's where he wants to be right now, although he's in the middle of the sandwich, and he'll have some momentum. Trapped upstairs and going backward a bit is Sam Mayer.
Sam Mayer is going backwards. Another car trapped in traffic would be Justin Allgaier. He's trying to bust out of the box without much luck. Here comes your leader. Single file formation among the top seven. Jesse Love, Austin Hill, Sammy Smith, and now Brandon Jones in fourth.
They remain in that formation against the double yellow line on the bottom of the racetrack. Jesse Love, a half a car length advantage over Austin Hill in second. Third is Sammy Smith, Brandon Jones, Connor Zillitz, and now Matt Benedetto, single file in the top six.
Sam Mayer got punted to the outside of the racetrack. He was left out there like a penny waiting for change. He's going to go all the way to the back of this pack. Everybody blowing past him, but he'll find a place in line all the way back to the 26th position.
A three-wide lane was not a happy place for Sam Mayer. Also heading to the back of the pack, not of his own accord, Nick Sanchez at the front. They continue to lead just below.
Single file among the top four. It goes side by side for that fifth position. Right behind Brandon Jones, you will find Connor Zillitz, and Zillitz is side-by-side with Eric Almirola.
Zillitz and Almirola racing for that spot as they enter turn number three. Matt DiBenedetto also part of that mix as well. The top four cars, though, remain single file, and they remain on the bottom. Love, Hill, Sammy Smith, and Brandon Jones.
And they do. Brandon Jones has been at the back of the field. He's worked his way back towards the front. Now Brandon Jones on the inside lane in the number four position. He's the first Toyota GR Supra, and he's hugging the inside lane.
He's got some ideas about more, but he's got nowhere to go right now because he's got someone dead alongside as they race their way through turns one and two. At the front of the pack, it's Jesse Love with a truck full of Austin Hill.
And it's interesting watching this top four in single file. Nobody making a move whatsoever to get out of that formation. They're content to ride that low line as long as it stays single file. They combine with Connor Zillitz giving a heck of a push to Brandon Jones.
The one driver that is out of line around the fifth position, that is Matt DiBenedetto. He has jumped up to the middle lane and is trying to move that lane forward. DiBenedetto has got some drafting help behind him, courtesy of Eric Almirola.
Matt DiBenedetto having a great run this afternoon at Talladega Super Speedway. He is in a side-by-side battle for position number five. Connor Zillitz to his left elbow. Behind them, they are stacked up double wide for nine rows.
Matty D for Viking Motorsports trying to bust his way into the top five. He runs in the outside lane, or the second lane right now, side-by-side for the number five position.
Boy, he was really crowding Kroner Zilich as they exited off the corner. Now they separate just a bit up the super stretch here at Talladega. Jesse Love, comfortably, should I use that word, in the lead in front of Austin Hill and Sammy Smith.
Well, he is comfortable right now out front, Dan Hubbard, because Austin Hill, Sammy Smith, and Brandon Jones remain content to follow each other in a line, single file on the bottom of the racetrack.
There'll be 52 laps to go when they get down to the line, and Jesse Love continues to show the way.
From pads and rotors to shocks and struts, coming to a full stop should never mean your business does too. At NAPA, we are the pros that know brakes and suspension better than anyone. So when others are grinding their gears, our premium parts and exceptional service deliver results. Whether you're operating a local shop or managing a national fleet, NAPA has exactly what you need, when and where you need it. Get the brake and suspension parts you're looking for right now at NAPA. NAPA knows.
Get ready. The third annual NASCAR Day Giveathon is just days away. Join us on May 13th to support hundreds of nonprofit organizations across the country to raise much-needed funds for their missions. When you give to the NASCAR Day Giveathon, you will be eligible for some special incentive prizes and matching donation opportunities to make the most of your gift. Visit NASCARDayGiveathon.org and learn how you can join us. That's NASCARDayGiveathon.org.
Tight racing continues here at Talladega Super Speedway. Jesse Love continues at the moment to keep the field at bay. From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
From Lake Pepin to Osseo's Martha Lake and everywhere in between, your home for local severe weather coverage is Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
We continue under the green flag, racing back to the Trioval here in the Ag Pro 300. Jesse Love has the lead. Austin Hill behind him. Sammy Smith is third. Brandon Jones is fourth. But after that, Dave, throw him in the air and pick one.
A little bit of pandemonium going on further back, no doubt. They are three wide from back around 18th to 20th position. First man in the extreme three-wide lane is Nick Sanchez. He'd like to get some more help up there.
Sanchez has done this before at least twice, going to that outside, so he must feel very comfortable up against the wall. He's done the same thing here on the superstretch. Right now, not able to make an impression at all on the rest of the field.
He doesn't have the help, but he may have a couple of cars in front of him to try to assist in his effort to get that third lane moving. Sheldon Creed jumps out of line. So does Harrison Burton. The problem is they're still racing way outside of the top 10.
Yeah, right now they are coming out of turn number four, and the battle that we're talking about is from 14th on back, but it's changing lap by lap as they continue to jostle for positions. It's calm among the front four. Jesse Love has resumed his duties as the maestro of this entire field.
He continues to tiptoe his way around that double yellow line at the bottom of the racetrack. Top five, maybe six, are content to follow in his tire track. First man up in the second groove, that's Matt DiBenedetto.
And he is doing a whale of a job there, being the point man for that middle groove. He's right up alongside Kroner Zilich, and Matty D is not backing down. He was challenging Brandon Jones a couple of laps ago, but now he's falling back to that fifth place battle.
Matt DiBenedetto having a nice day so far here at Talladega. He's got Eric Almirola and William Sawalich lined up behind him. Matt DiBenedetto currently racing Kroner Zilich for fifth.
As they make their way back to the Trioval, 47 laps remain here in the Ag Pro 300.
This is the sound of a Toyota Cup car. And this is the sound of a Toyota Top Fuel Dragster. This is the sound of a Toyota GR Supra deep in a drift. And this is the sound of Denny Hamlin celebrating after stuffing the competition. You in? Get up to speed at TGRNA.com. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
Relive the thrills of over 50 years of NASCAR racing with the Motor Racing Network's Classic Race.
36th Annual Southern 500. They come down to the start-finish line. Bill Elliott and David Pearson get down.
We dig into the MRN audio vault for unforgettable races and moments.
Dale Jarrett's got the lead. Earnhardt's not going to get him. Dale Jarrett is going to win the Daytona 500.
Available on MRN.com and podcast platform.
Alan Kulwicki out of turn number four, the new Winston Cup champion. He does it across the line.
MRN Classic Races.
So we race here at Talladega under the green flag. Things continue to tighten up. Brandon Jones now goes to the outside. He'll run up, and he'll try to take over the number two spot. Brandon Jones has a full head of steam.
He looks pretty strong down the super stretch. He draws up alongside Jesse Love on that outside groove, and they're going at it for the top spot at Talladega.
Brandon Jones charges his way into turn number three. He's got a fender alongside the right rear quarter panel of Jesse Love, but now he falls backwards. Jesse Love, the leader this time out of four.
Brandon Jones full head of steam on the outside of the racetrack, trying to become the eighth different leader this afternoon. He will not be able to. He'll race side by side for second instead with Austin Hill. So it's Love, Jones, Hill, Sammy Smith, Matt DiBenedetto, the top five. 45 laps remain from Talladega Super Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
For over 70 years, 24/7 in West Wisconsin, Cellcom has been serving generations of people by bringing smart fiber optic technology to their homes, businesses, and communities. We serve the farmer, relying on ever-changing weather conditions, or the school teacher using computers and tablets to give students cutting-edge skills they can use in the workforce. Securing fast connections for hospitals, doctors, and nurses to bring you the best healthcare possible. Head to WWT.net and let 24/7 and West Wisconsin Cellcom bring fiber-fast internet to you.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Stops are unfolding. Nine cars just came down pit road. Let's catch up on those stops. First to Steve Post.
Jesse Love was in right side tires. Danny Stockman, crew chief, said stock it full of fuel. This is right on the edge of the fuel window. He was in. Also in was Christian Eckes. He brought his car in to the attention of the team, and it was right side tires there as well as Sunoco Racing Fuel. Jason Toy, how about in front of you?
Well, the middle section of pit road only had two takers, and they took on fuel only. Daniel Dye also coming in. Blaine Perkins, part of the Chevy Brigade that came down this time on pit road. Alan?
Josh Williams and his colleague Chevrolet hit pit road taking fuel only, as did Austin Hill. It sounded like there was a plan maybe to go fuel only, but he came over the radio and said, hey, last time I slid my tires, I have a vibration, we have to change right side tires. So it was a two-tire change in fuel for Austin Hill.
Current lead pack now peels off the racetrack, and a handful of them are going to come to pit lane. Others, including the race leader currently, Brandon Jones, stay on the track. Here comes Sammy Smith. Other cars begin to make stops. Alan Cavana.
Sammy Smith into his pit stall right now, competing for the lead. It looks like it'll be fuel only and an adjustment for the A car of Sammy Smith. They're waiting, waiting, waiting. He is on and off. Joey Gase also in. He'll get two, at least two right side tires. Matt DiBenedetto on and off pit road as well.
Connor Zilich is in. Going to be fuel only for Connor Zilich. Fuel only as well for Justin Allgaier. They are down and away. These pit stops here on lap 71. Jason Toy, anyone in front of you?
Carson Quaffle came in fuel only. Same thing for Matt DiBenedetto. Also, Patrick Immeling. Good afternoon for him running up there in the top 20. Sunoco fuel only.
All eyes on Brandon Jones and the draft that remains on the racetrack. They will not pit this time by. Those cars that stay on the track are Brandon Jones, Eric Almirola, William Sawalich, Taylor Gray, Dean Thompson, Sheldon Creed, a mix, Alex, of Toyotas and Fords that are staying out.
Other Fords, Harrison Burton, Ryan Sieg, Sam Mayer, they all elect to stay on the track in that same draft. And 10th place running Toyota, Jeffrey Earnhardt. So Todd Gordon, crew chief, do they have enough fuel, including a potential overtime for those cars that pitted already?
They'll be questionable if we got to overtimes and they ran hard the whole way, but I'm sure that they're making the call, and when they can get to that point with one green-white checker as they come back. The piece, I feel like the guys that stayed out, leading, led by Brendan Jones here, they're organized. I'm going to watch the lap times between this group that's pitted because they're kind of breaking up and trying to lap each other. It's the stragglers that fall back to see if Brendan Jones and the guys that are in this single-file line can actually start to sniff a draft off the stragglers, off the ones that pitted, to suck themselves all the way forward to that group that's already pitted. The guys that stay out could be in a better position.
So we're watching the lead draft make its way through turns one and two. Those that have already pitted in those two separate pitting cycles have now found themselves together. They've got a pack of their own, Alex, and they're not being bashful right now of getting down with the program.
No, they're not. There's some double wide out there. To Todd's point, they're not very organized and disciplined to be single file to try to run away and try to put more gaps, knowing that that continued lead draft still has to make a pit stop before the end of this race. Speaking of that lead draft, off turn four, here they come. Standing on the brakes, this Toyota brigade now will make their way to pit road, led by current race leader Brandon Jones. As a matter of fact, here's Eric Almirola in front of Alan Cavana.
Eric Almirola is on pit road. He's taken two tires and both pit stops. Looks like just fuel only for the 19 of Eric Almirola, save for his teammate Brandon Jones on and off pit road after waiting for fuel. Post, Sam Mayer, Ryan Sieg on and off.
William Sawalich is in. Going to be fuel only. Fuel only. There they go. They held them right to the moment when they needed to let them go with that tank full. Jeff Burton or Harrison Burton is gone. Fuel only on that Ford Mustang as well, Jason Toy.
Sheldon Creed came in with his Ford. Also, we saw fuel only for Dean Thompson and Taylor Gray. Sunoco fuel only, perhaps for the final time here this afternoon.
Sheldon Creed and William Sawalich were literally banging quarter panels at pit entry. They were five wide coming off the pit lane. They have funneled down into single file formation as everybody has come down for routine service. Well, most everybody, five more coming down for their pit stops as we have 39 laps to go here in Talladega.
Hey, I hear you think podcasts are all about true crime, huh? Well, wise guy, the iHeartRadio app's got all kinds of podcasts. We got Stuff You Should Know and Stuff They Don't Want You to Know. We got Bobby Bones, Big Boy, and Lou Later. We got SpongeBob Binge Pants and Exotic Erotic Storytime. We got Doughboys, Two Dudes in a Kitchen, Green Eggs and Dan. Hey, we got ElfQuest. We got podcasts for everything on the iHeartRadio app for free. If you don't download that, well, that's not just a true crime, my friend. That's criminal.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
A couple of drivers that have yet to pit include Catherine Legg. She has assumed the lead here at Talladega. Greg Van Alst has yet to come to pit road as well, and they are quickly being gobbled up by those that have. If they look in their rearview mirror, they see Brandon Jones and Eric Almirola in a side-by-side battle with about 15 other cars behind them. 37 laps to go from Talladega Super Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things,
like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your auto owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand.
Kathryn Legg has just come to pit road for her final pit stop of the day. Greg Van Alst has been overtaken on the racetrack. That gives the lead back to Brandon Jones, Alex, and they are four wide coming into the tri-oval.
Here we come down to the tri-oval now with 35 laps to go this time by. Brandon Jones controls the field. However, here comes a big run from the outside from Sheldon Creed.
Creed trying to get it rolling in that outside lane. Second lane. Oh, they got trouble. Further back in the pack, a couple of cars up into the wall. First man to spin was Sammy Smith. He's gathered up some company. He has collected the Parker Retzloff machine, whose miserable afternoon just went from bad to worse. Couple of others also involved. Ryan Sieg is limping by, badly torn up. Greg Van Alst as well, up next to the outside safer barrier. His car just got stapled to the wall.
So caution is on the speedway for the third time today for a big crash heading off into turn number one, taking out Sammy Smith, one of the drivers who has been running towards the front of the field.
Hi, I'm Daniel Suarez, NASCAR driver, and I'm very excited to announce the NASCAR Cup Series is coming to Mexico. For the first time in history, NASCAR Top Series will leave the United States and visit Mexico City. See you at the Autódromo Hermano Rodríguez from June 13 to June 15. Fast cars, sharp turns, and the magic of Mexico. Let's race. Get your tickets for the NASCAR Mexico City weekend on Ticketmaster.
The thrills of NASCAR racing from over 55 years of Motor Racing Network broadcast.
Bobby Allison brings the race car right down in the middle of the track, crosses the start-finish line, and he will win the 24th annual Daytona 500.
Bill Elliott wins the Hooters 500. Alan Kulwicki, 1992 champion.
MRN Classic Races.
And the whole pack steaming for the finish line. Dale Earnhardt wins a Winston 500.
Find all the classic moments on MRN Classic Races on any podcast platform.
Add Jeb Burton to the drivers who have damage from this multi-car crash going off into turn number one, along with Sammy Smith, Greg Van Alst, Parker Retzloff, and Ryan Sieg, as of right now, all have damage to their race cars. Down to 34 laps to go from Talladega Super Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
Working the caution flag for the third time here in the Ag Pro 300. Sammy Smith was the first car to get turned and out of shape going off into turn number one. Alan Cavana, he's been on and off the pit lane.
Yeah, it'll be a little bit of a fix. They're going to come here and pit again, but the initial assessment is that nothing in back suspension is damaged. Sammy Smith says the car feels good. There is damage primarily on the left side. They had to put Bear Bond right over the number eight on the left side of the car, but he's going to come back again. They'll assess it even further. But in terms of race-ending suspension damage, he says the car feels good, so they're looking forward to another chance to fix it.
Christian Eckes is on pit road. The hood is up there. We'll follow up and get an update on the Christian Eckes colleague racing ride as we work caution flag number three of the afternoon with 33 to go.
Get ready. The third annual NASCAR Day Giveathon is just days away. Join us on May 13th to support hundreds of nonprofit organizations across the country to raise much-needed funds for their missions. When you give to the NASCAR Day Giveathon, you will be eligible for some special incentive prizes and matching donation opportunities to make the most of your gift. Visit NASCARDayGiveathon.org and learn how you can join us. That's NASCARDayGiveathon.org.
Wherever you cheer, whatever you drive, you'll find Racing Electronics. With Racing Electronics, you'll hear uncensored communication from every team in the race and the broadcast with all your favorite MRN announcers. Hear every heart-pounding pass, pit strategy, and so much more with a scanner and headphone rental. Upgrade to an EasyTalk intercom system to comfortably communicate over the noise of the race. To learn more, visit RacingElectronics.com. Be race ready. Be RE equipped.
Working caution flag number 3 of the afternoon, a multi-car crash going off the end of the front straightaway at lap 78, handful of cars there. We'll get an update on pit road and update you on the running order as we've got 32 to go. From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Building a new home or remodeling and need a new plumber? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a perk test or septic system? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need sewer line cleaning or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a new water heater or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. From basic plumbing to big projects, call Chris Bauer of Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service at 715-672-8224. That's 715-672-8224.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Back at Talladega Super Speedway, four cars are on the pit lane. Jeb Burton, also Greg Van Alst, Josh Williams, Sammy Smith. Let's begin with Steve Post. Get an update on Christian Eckes. The hood was up a moment ago. Posty?
Yeah, Mike, the hood was up. The power steering has gone away on the Christian Eckes car. So what they did, they put a couple of bottles of power steering fluid in it and see if it'll come back on. We don't know just yet as he's just circulating everything around right now. But so a power steering issue for Christian Eckes. He is back up on the speedway. The other car down here on my end to pit road is Jeb Burton. He has right front damage on the Golden Corral Chevrolet, so they're putting some of that high-speed bare bond on the right front of that, and looks like they're buttoning up operations right now for Jeb Burton, a two-time winner here at Talladega. Alan Cavana, what's going on down in front of you?
Sammy Smith made another trip down pit road. They're just trying to make the left side of that car as smooth as possible with all that bare bond tape. They're also clearing the wheel wells, make sure there's no rub on those new tires they put on. Josh Williams just made a surprising trip down pit road. He wasn't in the wreck, but all the debris that scattered across the track, they say he hit it. There's a big hole in his nose and on the front of that car, so they had to come down and try to fix it. Again, trying to make it as smooth as possible, make sure he can get to the end of this race.
So that is how it sounded down there with some of the cars that had damage to their machines and getting back out on the racetrack.
Let's give you an update on where everybody is currently running, presented by NAPA. NAPA and their nationwide network of parts, service, and know-how are built to turbocharge businesses, big, small, and everything in between. Learn more at NAPAonline.com.
Sheldon Creed is the race leader. Brandon Jones is second with Jesse Love third. Eric Almirola being scored fourth, and Harrison Burton is fifth. Nick Sanchez sixth. Taylor Gray is 7th. Matt DiBenedetto is 8th. And Carson Quapel 9th with Justin Allgaier 10th.
Connor Zilich is 11th. Austin Hill is 12th. Daniel Dye is 13th. Blaine Perkins 14th. Dean Thompson is 15th. Jeffrey Earnhardt is 16th. Chris Wright is 17th with Kyle Sieg 18th. Leland Honeyman 19th. And Jeremy Clements in 20th.
Anthony Alfredo is 21st. Sam Mayer 22nd. Jesse Awuji is 23rd. Sammy Smith after the damage is 24th. Ryan Ellis 25th, Brennan Poole is 26th, Joey Gase 27th, Catherine Legg is 28th, Mason Maggio 29th, and Christian Eckes is 30th.
Jeb Burton is 31st. You've got Josh Williams now in 32nd. Patrick Emmerling is 33rd. Greg Van Os 34th. Ryan Sieg 35th. Cesar Baccarella is 36th. 37th is William Sawalich. And Parker Retzlaff posted in the 38th and final position.
As we sit right now, we've had 12 official lead changes at the start-finish line. Make that 17 lead changes among 12 different drivers. You know, Catherine Legg led a lap early on, Mike. She's now the fourth woman in NASCAR Xfinity Series history to ever lead a lap at this level. Danica Patrick has led the most. Then it's Patty Moise, Natalie Decker, and add Catherine Legg's name to the list.
Tip of the cap to Catherine Legg, who's going to be doing some more racing later on this year in this series and also the NASCAR Cup Series. Catherine Legg came to pit road. She's posted right now in the 28th position. So cleanup still taking place on the racetrack. Dave, what's the status in turns one and two in front of you?
We're pretty well buttoned up at this end of the racetrack, Mike, and this is where the crash occurred. There was a good deal of fluid down on the apron of the racetrack from the midway point of turn two to the back straightaway. That coming almost certainly from the Ryan Sieg automobile. They've gotten that swept up, blown away, and at this end of the track, at least, we're good to go.
So Dan Hubbard, I know with some of those wrecked race cars making their way around the racetrack to pit lane, putting debris down, maybe some fluid on the racetrack. What about over there in front of you?
Well, I'll tell you what, Alex, we are very, very clean here to the left side of the double yellow line. In other words, the apron is race ready. NASCAR took a quick look at it, did not see any oil or any. They picked up a few pieces of debris, but it looks pretty good here on the superstretch.
Early on, or earlier, I should say, before that caution flag broke loose, we got a report of pit road from Austin Hills pit that there was a potential vibration on that race car. Alan, what is the update on that Chevrolet?
Well, it was two pit stops ago that they took only the left side tires, and after that, he got back on track, and Austin Hill reported a vibration and warned the team, look, we're going to have to change these right side tires because I slid them. So during the last pit stop for the fuel, maybe there had been talk of doing a fuel-only stop, but because they slid those tires, they had to change the right side ones. Since he put the new right side tires on, no report of a vibration.
So that's good news if you're an Austin Hill fan right now. Bad news is you're back in the 12th position, but Todd, we know that is a very fast race car.
Yeah, both of those RCR cars have been pretty dominant all day long. Jesse Love has had a ton of speed. Austin Hill, a very savvy speedway racer and with a very fast race car. I expect him to get back up in the mix and get forward to work with his teammate.
Programming update. Be sure to join us tomorrow. We will be back with live flag-to-flag coverage of the Jack Lynx 500 for the NASCAR Cup Series, NASCAR Live Race Day on the air at 2 p.m. Eastern Time tomorrow. We'll go one-on-one with Ricky Stenhouse Jr., the most recent winner in the NASCAR Cup Series at Talladega, took the checkered flag last fall in the Yellowwood 500. We'll go one-on-one with Ricky. Also tomorrow, we are going to give you a little teaser about what to expect on NASCAR Live Tuesday night. Tuesday will be Dale Earnhardt's birthday, and it's hard to come to Talladega without thinking about Dale Earnhardt and the 10 wins that he put in here. It was magical when the Intimidator would take to this 2.66-mile racetrack. So the Intimidator's birthday would have been Tuesday. We'll have that for you on Tuesday night. And, of course, next week, don't forget, you've got NASCAR Live wide open, and you've also got Crew Call with Steve Post and Todd Gordon. That'll be available on Wednesday. We have a lot of programming coming your way next week, but the big show this weekend will be the NASCAR Cup cars when they take the green flag tomorrow for what will be their third Super Speedway race of 2025.
Very much look forward to that as we do the final 28 laps of this AgPro 300 as we've just gotten the one to go signal and everybody begins to choose what lane they want to restart in here at Talladega. I'm not so sure, Todd, if there is a better lane than another. What do you think here at Talladega to restart? Inside lane or outside?
I want to be in the lane that Jesse loves leading. That's the lane I want to be in. That car's got a lot of speed. I think if I can get lined up, this is your selection almost becomes who you're friendly with, where your teammates are, who you feel like you can work well with. And the tiebreaker to me, where's the two car?
And that two car is Jesse Love, and he's done a lot of leading today. 48 laps in the books. He has led five times today, and he's been obviously the Pied Piper around this 2.66-mile racetrack. However, others have taken their crack at the leaderboard, and when they come to the line, the green flag will be waving. It'll be 28 laps to go, and we'll know who is the winner of the AgPro 300. Tip of the cap to Brandon Jones. Sheldon Creed has done well today. He's been in contention all afternoon. But, Alex, you can't rule out Eric Almirola, Harrison Burton, Nick Sanchez has had a good run today. Now, that is as of now, but as you and I both know, when these laps begin to click away, that's when the intensity clicks up, and sometimes the two don't mesh.
You're right about that. Well, we'll see if we can get to the advertised distance here and maybe not have any overtime here in the NASCAR Xfinity Series race. It's hard to not look at Eric Almirola. He's won here at Talladega, both in the Xfinity Series and in the NASCAR Cup Series. So he's going to be one to pay close attention to as the laps get fewer, as the field gets down to the restart zone, and they get set to go under green.
Brandon Jones inside, Sheldon Creed outside. Green flag is waving. Jesse Love just giving a tap. A tap to Sheldon Creed, trying to propel Creed out into the lead in turn one.
It does not work, at least on entry into the 33-degree banking, mainly because Brandon Jones is getting more than a tap. He's getting a big old shove from Harrison Burton and Nick Sanchez.
Brandon Jones off of turn two as the clear leader up the super stretch, that outside lane trying to gain momentum. And that's where you find Jesse Love pushing Sheldon Creed. In fact, Creed gets a nose out in front. He's almost cleared Brandon Jones.
Jesse Love and Sheldon Creed on the outside lane right now. Brandon Jones and Harrison Burton against the double yellow line. They run side by side with Brandon Jones, a half a car length advantage in the lead out of four.
But once they exit turn four, that middle lane gets a big shot of momentum. Sheldon Creed is going to now become a contender. Creed is the race leader. He'll fly by the start-finish line and head to one.
Sheldon Creed up the gut, if you will, in that middle lane and to the lead. He'll slide down across the nose of the Brandon Jones machine. Harrison Burton now with a challenge to his right elbow. Here comes to the outside lane, Jesse Love.
Jesse Love, for the moment, has clear racetrack up in front of him from that middle lane. Creed does not even attempt to throw on the block. Perhaps he feels he doesn't have to. He's getting a push from Brandon Jones. It is Creed, Jones, and Jesse Love.
As all this is happening, a third lane up against the safer barrier is starting to form outside of the top 15. That's where you find Austin Hill and others. There's only four or five cars up there right now. They don't have the momentum.
Austin Hill trying to get business percolating in that third lane, not having a lot of success. He's got more. He needs to get more drafting help topside and try to side draft his way to the front of this field. Sheldon Creed takes the lead, and he'll stay in the outside line and not abandoning his drafting mate.
He moves up to the middle lane to put a block on the Jesse Love machine. Based on Love's fortunes this afternoon, that was probably a pretty good call, but it leaves the bottom wide open, and here comes Brandon Jones.
Brandon Jones says thank you very much. He gets a good forward bite off of turn two. Up the super stretch he comes. He got alongside Sheldon Creed momentarily, but Creed got more help from Jesse Love and now Eric Almirola.
The pack now races their way back into turn number three. Sheldon Creed, a half a car length advantage over Brandon Jones, but here comes Jones to his left shoulder, side by side for the race lead out of four.
Got a Toyota on the bottom of the racetrack. A Ford in the middle of the racetrack at the front of the field. They're stacking up three wide behind them. The race is on now, down to 25 laps to go. Creed drifts wide. They're four wide. Creed's going to go backwards.
Sheldon Creed now up in that extreme fourth groove and going nowhere with no help. He's out of the top 15 now as Brandon Jones assumes the lead at the front of the field.
He assumes the lead, and for the moment, he is there all by himself up the Alabama Gang Superstretch. It is still Brandon Jones. Here comes the challenge from that outside lane, and guess who's leading that? Jesse Love. With help from Carson Quaffle.
Jesse Love leading the outside lane up against the safer barrier. Eric Almirola in the middle. Brandon Jones, though, has the momentum, and he has the lead on the downstairs lane. Jones, Harrison Burton, Nick Sanchez, 1-2-3 on the bottom.
Brandon Jones doing a great job right now of controlling this race. However, they are lining up at the back door. They want a piece of this lead. Harrison Burton right behind Jones, and here comes the first contender to try to take that second spot away. Jesse Love to the outside. outside and one.
What a surprise. Jesse Love back in contention for the lead. Gives a big old slide job from the middle lane all the way to the safer barrier. Comes rocketing down the racetrack. Onto the door now. A Brandon Jones for the lead.
Still has not cleared the Brandon Jones machine yet, however. Jesse Love content to stay on the outside. He's been running all three lanes all afternoon. And now Jesse Love clears Jones. He's got the clear lead into turn three.
Jesse Love continuing to flex some muscle. He goes back to the lead, drops down to the bottom side of the racetrack and blocks Brandon Jones. That leaves the outside lane open for Connor Zilich. He's trying to move that third lane forward.
Connor Zilich just got to be feeling like he was just left lonely at the prom. He's the one that was the pushed the Jesse Love car to the front of the field. Once Jesse got there, he dives for the bottom and leaves Connor Zilich all by himself.
Zilich now needs some help as he's out there in that outside lane. Help is on the way, but it won't arrive quick enough. Jesse Love on the point, right in his tire tracks. Brandon Jones rides in the second spot. Harrison Burton third. Back comes Zilich in the high groove.
Zilich has some good momentum on that outside groove up against the wall, up the back straightaway here at Talladega. Is it enough to catch Jesse Love? Not quite yet. Carson Kloeppel, Harrison Burton also part of that mix.
Jesse Love looking in his rearview mirror sees the machine of Connor Zilich getting larger. Zilich is working that outside lane to his advantage. He's alongside Brandon Jones for the second position.
Connor Zilich will now lead the outside line. They've got a lot of momentum. They were up to a battle for the fourth position. They inch forward to a battle for third. Battle for second. Connor Zilich wants the lead. Jesse Love throws the block with 22 to go.
Connor Zilich in that WeatherTech Chevrolet shoehorns his way to the outside of Jesse Love. They're three wide. Love is stuck in the middle. He's got no drafting help for the moment. Brandon Jones down low to the lead.
Here comes Jesse Love falling from that top spot. Going back to second. Back to third. Now he's almost outside the top five. Jesse Love is. Connor Zilich is your leader. To his left elbow is Brandon Jones with Carson Kloeppel right behind.
That's how they run at the front of the pack right now. Connor Zilich, a half a car length advantage in the lead. To the inside of him is the machine of Brandon Jones. They remain in that formation with Jesse Love in the middle out of four.
First three cars on the outside lane, all out of the Junior Motorsports stables. That's Connor Zilich. Right behind them, you've got Carson Kloeppel and then Justin Allgaier trying to get the momentum going. But here comes Jesse Love back in the middle.
Jesse Love trying to gin up that momentum once again. He got drop kicked out of the top five. He's immediately back into a three wide in the middle run for position number two to the back straightaway.
Super resilience on the part of Jesse Love. He's got the talent and he's got the car, but is it good enough for the top spot? It is still Connor Zilich on that outside. He moves to his left ever so genteelly just to put the block on Jesse Love.
If Jesse Love is going to get back to the point, he's going to have to deal with Connor Zilich and the machine of Carson Kloeppel. They are working together on the top side of the racetrack. Downstairs, Brandon Jones and Harrison Burton continue to draft well.
If you're a Josh Williams fan, he was penalized two laps for NASCAR by NASCAR. They had too many crew members over the wall while under the damaged vehicle policy from the last caution that we had. Josh Williams sitting directly ahead of the leaders. 20 to go as they haul it back to one.
Williams is going to go all the way down to the double yellow line at the bottom of the racetrack. They are three wide, not far behind him. Here comes the pack. They'll surge around the lap car led by Connor Zilich.
Jesse Love steps to his right, trying to get around the Williams machine. Connor Zilich maintains the lead, filling his mirrors as Carson Kloeppel. Then it's Justin Allgaier riding in the third spot.
The pack has just about bypassed the slower machine of Josh Williams as they filter their way back into turn number three. Here's Austin Hill at a line. He jumps from the top side to the middle, now goes down to the bottom, picks up Jesse Love, and races side by side for second.
That'll make it Richard Childress racing on the bottom, Junior Motorsports topside, all in Chevrolets. A lot of strong race cars at the front of the field. Right now, Zilich continues to show the way. Carson Kloeppel stays locked to his bumper.
This one is anybody's ball game right now as they are squared up for the number two position. Here's Austin Hill with drafting help now from Jesse Love. Tried to slide to the inside for the lead. His run is shut off by Connor Zilich.
What a journey for Austin Hill. Restarted from the 12th position, now challenging for second up against Carson Kloeppel. Hill had fade just a little bit. Now side by side for third for Justin Allgaier.
Austin Hill has help in his rearview mirror, courtesy of the machines of Jesse Love, Nick Sanchez, and Eric Almirola. The leader is Connor Zilich. Zilich just threw a huge block on Carson Kloeppel. Kloeppel looked to the inside for a moment off the corner.
The blocks are getting bolder, and the slam drafting is getting harder. You're going to have some drivers that are going to be missing fillings at the end of this race. Drivers just going up and just wailing on the back bumper. 18 to go. They're back in one.
Young Connor Zillett showing the way, but it's not without a challenge. Here comes Austin Hill. He wedges his way to the inside line. Zillett tries to put the squeeze on him in turn number two. They're side by side to the back straightaway.
Two by two by two, at least six rows deep. Zillett always has a great run down this back straightaway. Austin Hill will be to the inside. Jesse Love gets to his bumper, and Nick Sanchez is helping Jesse Love.
Double wide for the moment as that third lane has kind of come apart just a little bit in the last half a lap or so. It's Austin Hill and Connor Zillett, two Chevrolet Camaros dueling for the top spot here at Talladega.
And we'll pick the battle for the race lead up in a moment. First, we have to pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand and 107.3 FM Translator W297CH Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Tractor Central.
Motor Racing Network live at Talladega Super Speedway, the NASCAR Xfinity Series, racing the Ag Pro 300. My name is Alex Hayden with Mike Bagley and Todd Gordon high atop the start-finish line. Dave Moody, Dan Hubbard, Tim Catalfamo in the corners. Steve Post, Jason Toy, and Alan Cavana on the pit lane.
Watching a tremendous battle for the lead. Connor Zillett has it right now. Carson Quapo lined up behind him in second. You got Justin Allgaier, another Junior Motorsports teammate, in third. But here comes the inside line, Alex, and it's being led by Richard Childress Racing's Austin Hill.
They have been able to really get good shots of momentum here and there, but you have to credit Connor Zillett and some of those Junior Motorsports Chevrolets. They've been able, at least for the moment, Dave, to keep RCR at bay.
Young Connor Zillett, so impressive. His Super Speedway experience, you could count his total number of starts on the fingers of both hands, might not even need your thumbs. He continues to lead the way, but here comes Austin Hill to the outside in turn two.
Both Austin Hill and Jesse Love went to the high side off of turn two, trying to get around Connor Zillett, and it works. Your new leader up the super stretch is now Austin Hill. Jesse Love in second. Jeb Burton fighting for the third position.
Where did Jeb Burton come from? He goes to the inside of Austin Hill and is racing him side by side for the lead. As a matter of fact, in turn four, Jeb Burton, a half a car length now out in front. Here comes Austin Hill fighting back on the outside.
Jeb Burton was involved in a wreck at lap 78. They put that race car back together. He is now in contention to win this race. Austin Hill goes back to the point. Jeb Burton flying the Golden Corral colors. Dig it hard to the inside of Jesse Love for second.
Jeb Burton with the fastest roll of duct tape in the state of Alabama right now. He has fought his way all the way back into a side-by-side battle with Jesse Love. That's for position number two.
Are still side by side, wheel to wheel, off the corner and up the back straightaway. Now Austin Hill has the lead for the moment.